On Saturday evening, the 46th edition of the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival wrapped up and this year's winners were announced. Among them, the Israeli movie Restoration, directed by Yosef Madmoni. As a member of this year's main competition jury, seasoned Israeli journalist Edna Feinaru was one of those who picked the winning submission. For this week's one-on-one, I caught up with her in the West Bohemian spa town and asked her about her experiences at film festivals all over the world, her take on the Carlo Vivari Festival, and if she still finds time to visit the theater, a subject which she studied in Tel Aviv after devoting her life to film.
Tell you the truth, once you're interested in cinema, you have to be interested in all the other art forms, because cinema actually unites in a very magical way all the other art forms, theater, music, dance, everything is there. But I still find the time, and I think everybody says that the most, let's say, the busiest person is the one that has most of the time. So you can always find time for things you love.
And so after studying theater and philosophy, how did you then become interested in journalism, and how did your career in journalism begin?
Well, it actually began very quickly after studies, because I went to London and I was working for the what they then called the Hebrew Hour of the BBC, which was a special program directed to countries then behind the Iron Curtain. And that's how I started my career, and it was already after doing 2 years in the military radio that was like a pirate radio for everything, which had music and programs on cinema. And in this very, I would say, kind of pioneer radio station in Israel, we started, my husband and me, then we were just friends going together to the cinema, our cinema program, and the program dedicated to singers from Paris, because it was the high time of Jacques Brel and Catherine Sauvage and Juliette Gréco and all these wonderful singers. So I actually started from there.
And I believe in your time as a journalist during your career, you've interviewed some very well-known, very famous people. Sidney Pollack comes to mind. What is it like interviewing someone who is so famous? And is the preparation for an interview like that different from interviewing someone who's maybe not as well-known?
The question of being famous is not what really counts, but it's more like what is the quality of the performance of the artist, which means, is he a director, is he an actor, what do you know about him, and what's his past, and what is actually interesting for him to talk about. And once you catch the interesting point for him, you can break all walls. And Sidney Pollack, by the way, it's a very good example, because Sidney Pollack was also very famous, and he was a wonderful actor on top of being a director and a producer, but he was very easy to talk to, and he would answer any question you would ask him.
And you've worked in both print and radio. May I just ask you which one you prefer?
They say that you always go back to your first love, and my first love is and will remain the radio. I think it's a very warm medium, in contrast to television, which for me is very cold. And I love the intimate connection that you have through the radio with your listener. So I will always love radio work the best.
And I believe you also write for Screen International. Maybe you could describe the kind of articles you write for them and how you find that work.
Screen International is what you call trade paper, but it's a very accessible trade paper. I mean, everybody can find something which is interesting for him to know. about what they call the industry. I would call it the art of cinema. For me, the articles I write for them are not reviews, but usually they are, let's say, general analysis of a certain cinema, like the Turkish cinema, like the Israeli cinema, and news stories which has to do with producing films.
And you and your husband also founded the only domestic cinema magazine, Cinematheque. Can you tell me about that project and how it's kind of started and where it is now?
It's true that it's the only cinema publication in Israel. It started a long time ago because we were collaborating then on the radio program, and we had a group of friends that were very dedicated to film. And we decided that we need a publication to express opinions and also to help young students to know more about film, things that they can't find in the daily paper. So it's a labor of love. Of course, it's always a problem to find the money, but the Israeli Tel Aviv Cinematheque is supporting us. And we reached the 170 issue, and we're very proud of that.
Great, that sounds wonderful. And so in your long career as a journalist, in your multifaceted career, is there any memories that stand out a lot or any nice experience that you had interviewing people or meeting people?
I think that it's very difficult to point one because every time there is another, let's say, meeting or experience that comes to mind. What can I say? I think that one of my very emotional experiences was to meet Kurosawa, because I don't know why, I never imagined that the guy is so tall, and he was really a very tall man. And we had a wonderful meeting, of course in Japanese with a translator, but I have to say that at the end I couldn't find words, so I just hugged him. And I think it's one of the nicest memories that I have of this, you know, very long line of interviews.
And so now let's talk about Carlo Vivari. You are here working on the jury. How difficult do you find it to judge films, and what's the experience like? What's the process like?
Well, I have to say that I don't find it difficult at all, because I'm looking at the films with the same eyes that I always look at films. I would say the first feeling is love, so I enjoy seeing everything. Then comes the opposite, which is, I would say, if you don't enjoy the film, you really suffer. But you develop, you know, a certain technique that enables you to see one film after the other and to separate between them, to treat them differently. I don't find it difficult at all, because usually when I go to festival, I try to see as many films that I can. And I have this possibility to watch a lot of films a day that maybe other jury members are not used to. So I have it the easiest way, I think. And also I have to say that this jury, and I served before in juries, is very pleasant to be with, because half of them at least are my friends from years ago. I can allow saying that Istvan Szabo, the president, whom I interviewed so many times, that he always tells me, why don't you give the answers yourself? And then it's this wonderful French critic, Michel Simon, who is, again, an editor of a paper, so we have a common language. And then Michel Demopoulos, who is, you know, a longtime friend from Greece, who used to be a festival director himself. And the other people are very pleasant. So I think we are very spoiled here. And people take care of us. which, to tell you the truth, is not so new to me, because whenever I came to Carlo Vivari, even as a journalist, they took very good care of me. So I enjoy the benefits, and I have fun watching all these films.
And I believe you're a veritable pro. You visit so many film festivals, so maybe you can tell me what sets Carlo Vivari apart, or what's special about this festival.
First of all, it's a very big festival that always gives you the feeling of intimacy. And I think it starts with the people. I think the fact that there are so many students and so many people who are really devoting this week to watching films day and night, and they are the best public you can ask for. And it's contagious. I mean, when you are with a loving audience and with open-minded audience, it gets you too. I mean, you are also involved and caring, and it gives you a kind of energy that very few festivals do today.
And is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to in this week or so that this festival is going to be running?
I'm looking for the program of Sam Fuller's films that I always loved, and I would like to find the time to see a few of them. And I have to say that they are all kind of chef-d'oeuvre and really old films, renovated, that are showing here. And I would love to catch up with things that I haven't seen at the time.
And lastly, after you return home from the festival, do you have any projects, any plans?
Well, it's I would say it's going to be the summer carnival of festivals, because there are so many, one after the other, that we are going to attend. Very different ones. The next one, which is close to my heart and close to home, is Jerusalem, that starts very soon, even this week. And then there is the festival in Locarno and Sarajevo, and then there is Venice, which we are very curious to see how it comes out this year. And so on and so forth. So it goes on.
Edna Feineru spoke to me for this week's edition of One on One. We're now rounding off our regular weekday program with Soundcheck,